Pradyumna. I'm standing in the library alone. Torrents of rainwater batter the windows as I pour myself a 21-year-old Balvenie Portwood from Betsy Martin's beautiful teak bar. I need something memorable to get rid of the image of Archie Morris's body twisted in a pose best imagined by Salvador Dali. It isn't exactly something that is easy to get out of your head, but I'm going to have to try. But there's something more that's been bothering me. And seeing Archie's body dangling there just crystallized everything for me. I'm not happy, and I haven't been for a long time. A scotch should help take the edge off all that nonsense. My hand trembles as I bring the glass to my lips. A violent crack of thunder startles me, and I slosh some of the whiskey onto my shirt. The lamps around the room flicker and then go out completely, plunging the library into darkness. "Well, that's unfortunate," I say to the black room. My voice is swallowed up by another clap of thunder, and a lightning strike meeting its target somewhere in the distance. Muffled voices bounce around the manor. It is the others calling out in surprise as they fumble around in the dark. The panes rattle against the pounding water. I steady myself and take a large sip from the glass of scotch. It's so smooth, so absolutely perfect, as it travels down my throat. I feel a bit fortified already. The feeling is being displaced by the urgency of the situation. I'm better in a crisis than in real life. I should find a flashlight or something, I think. Lightning throws a patch of light across the room, and I take the moment to orient myself. My eyes land on a carved wood desk before the room goes dark again. I move in that direction and hit my toe on the edge of something hard. The glass of scotch falls from my hand onto the floor, shattering.
Fuck!
I wave my hands out in front of me, looking for the desk until my fingers find the smooth edge of it. I fumble for the pull on the drawer, yank it open and feel around inside for something resembling a candle, a flashlight, anything useful to see with. My hand catches on the side of something sharp, and I jerk it back from the desk, dragging the drawer all the way out of its track. There is a powerful clatter as the drawer hits the floor.
Fuck! Fucking fuck! Ow!
I feel wetness oozing from where the pain is and suck the side of my hand. I can taste the blood but not see it. A strange sensation. I grope for something to wrap it with. Another strong flash illuminates the fireplace next to me, and I see a tall canister of long, fat-tipped matches on the floor next to the grate.
Of course!
How stupid not to think of it earlier. I lunge for them as the light flickers away. My hands close around the canister, and I pull out a match, striking it several times on the inside of the fireplace. I am rewarded by a sizzle and a tiny flame, enough to see a couple of feet in any direction. I guide myself to the wood bin and begin to build a fire as drips of dark blood from my hand spatter across the hearth. I snatch a piece of newspaper from the tinderbox and twist it around my hand as a bandage, then crumple up a few more sheets and place them in the cracks of the logs. I dab the lit match into the paper, blowing into the flames until they catch on the wood. The fire finally takes hold, and the room around me brightens. I light another match, tucking the canister under my arm, and go back to the desk to clean up my mess. The contents of the drawer have been scattered across the floor next to it, including a letter opener with a smear of my blood across it. My hand throbs in response. I drop to my knees and, holding the empty drawer like a basket, begin to gather the fallen objects. I pick up a magnifying glass, a selection of folded maps, and an array of heavy pens. I slide one into my pocket for future use. I raise the drawer to its empty slot and start to line it up with the wooden guides. It catches and slides into place. But as I push it in, something inside catches on it and stops it from going flush with the others. I pull the drawer back out and set it on the ground. I strike a fireplace match, moving it in front of the empty socket. A large paper envelope is taped to the far back of the inside of the desk. It's twisted up in the corner where the drawer snagged it. Probably came loose when I yanked the drawer out of place. I stick my arm back into the cavity and pry it free. It's a flat parcel, light as a feather. I blow out the match and bring the envelope back to the fireplace. Now that the light is better, I can see it's made of faded yellow paper and bound together in the back by twine. I study the envelope, turning it over in the firelight. Its corners are winged with tape so old it's petrified, crumbling off in flakes when I touch it. A roll of thunder rumbles through the house as I unwind the twine. Two thin pieces of cardboard hold in place a single pristine document. I read it, trying to make sense of what I'm seeing, and as I do, something horrifying and wonderful clicks into place.